At least 5 states have rolled out apps to help people alert their contacts if they've contracted COVID-19. Eventually, 20 states and territories plan to release their own apps, covering 45% of the U.S. population. That's according to Google, which helped develop this technology. The first, called COVIDwise, made a debut in Virginia earlier this month. And let's bring in Jeffrey Fowler, technology columnist for The Washington Post, with more. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi there.
So you and your team of staffers at The Washington Post have been testing this app, COVIDwise, and how is it supposed to work? Does it seem like it does what it's promising to do?
Well, the idea is that if you run this app in the background on your phone, it just is running all the time, and it's keeping track of other people that you come in contact with within at least 6 feet for 15 minutes. And if one of them later gets a positive coronavirus diagnosis, the system will anonymously send an alert, and you'll get to know on your through your phone that maybe you should get a coronavirus test as well. That is the promise. It's like the world's most stressful kind of alert you could possibly get from your phone. It says, you know, you may have been exposed. Mm. The big question is, of course, does it work? And the truth is, we still don't really know.
There were
35 Washington Post staffers in the state of Virginia that were helping me test this app. Over 2 week period, none of them got any alerts. Now, that could just mean that Washington Post staffers were doing a very good job of remaining socially distant. That could also mean that just not enough people out there have been using the app yet for people to be exposed, you know, to folks who might get a positive coronavirus diagnosis. So we just don't know.
Yeah. These apps use technology from Apple and Google, but they were developed for public health agencies. Where is the data going? Are you confident that tech companies are keeping their word about not using this technology to track users for ads and those sorts of things?
Yeah, that is kind of the core question here. I think the real stumbling block to people in the United States in particular, but all around the world, to trusting these sorts of apps is that we don't really trust either tech companies or the government to track us. And with good reason, right? I mean, we learned from Edward Snowden that the government, you know, tracks the lives of citizens in lots of ways people might not like. And we've all learned from using Facebook and watching Mark Zuckerberg in front of Congress that tech companies aren't to be trusted either. I'm someone, as a columnist for The Post, who recommends being very wary about installing apps and browsers that might track you. But in this case, I was very pleasantly surprised. You know, we looked beneath the code on these apps, and they're actually not collecting any information about your location at all. Instead, they're using this really kind of sophisticated trick of using the Bluetooth signals on your phone to keep track of who you might come nearby and then deleting that record after 14 days.
Okay, so then, I mean, on the other hand, you also write that the focus on privacy also means health officials get almost no useful data from these apps. So can they be used for contact tracing in this way?
That's been one of the most controversial elements of these apps among public health officials. They say, okay, you know, at best, this is an individual alert system. It might let you know as an individual you should go get tested, but it doesn't really help public health officials as a whole figure out where hotspots are and also do what's called contact tracing, right? Where they go and they find the exact individual people who might have been exposed. These apps can't let them do any of that. In fact, when you get an alert through one of these exposure notification apps, it won't tell you when exactly it happened or where exactly it happened or who you might have been exposed to. It just lets you know that you should go get a test.
Okay. You mentioned how you and your colleagues have used this app. These apps are supposed to encourage people who might have been exposed to someone with the virus to go get tested. Is there any evidence that they're pushing people to get tested who wouldn't otherwise have done so?
Yeah, so far the state of Virginia hasn't reported, you know, how many cases that they think were people who got notified through the app. They've said that about 10% of the state of Virginia, of the adults in the state, now have the app running. Some scientists estimate it would actually take up to 60% of the population for it to really be effective. So that's part of the we just don't know part of this equation. And, you know, it raises, you know, for some folks, what I think is an important question. Like, if this technology is unproven, why are we all installing it on our phones? Why do we believe that phones can actually help us combat the coronavirus? And look, I think those are important questions to ask. But the truth is, we're now at a point where a half dozen states have invested in this technology. They've made these apps through their state health departments. And so, you know, my advice to folks is, you know, if it's available, let's give it a try and let's find out. Because at this point, the money has been spent and we might learn something. And, you know, if you or just a couple of people do get these notifications, I'm sure you'll be glad you got it.
That's Jeffrey Fowler, technology columnist for The Washington Post. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.